early summer, 1975. A movie came out focusing on the resort destination of Amity Island, to where the sheriff and the marine biologist and the shark hunter went out into the ocean looking for the great white shark that was terrorizing the coast. You might remember that movie called Jaws. Besides the music that is probably going through your head right now, the one iconic line that stands out for me is when they're on the water and they see the shark for the first time. And what is said? Remember? We're going to need a bigger boat. That's what I thought of when I read about the disciples saying to Jesus, in effect, we're going to need bigger faith. Jesus turns his attention to his closest followers, addressing, what does it mean to be a disciple? What does it mean to be God's representative? He has taught them that there are bound to be things that trip us up, cause us to fall and make mistakes. But we're not to be the ones that bring it about. He says we are to care for the little ones. That is, we are to care for one another. And so he has talked about the practice of forgiveness. There's a rabbinic saying that said, when you forgive another three times, one was perfect. As Jesus instructs and teaches, he says, for a disciple, being a disciple exceeds any standard of personal achievement. When you forgive, Jesus says, you are not the master of that person. You are not to lord over that person. But you are to make yourself that person's servant. You are not giving a gift. You are being a gift. To serve. A man was extremely upset one day. The person he despised most in his entire life was his boss. And so he had left work that day and decided to take a long walk on the beach. And as he was walking along, he happened to kick something in the sand and realized there it was a little bottle type thing. And as he picked it up, he realized what it was and he rubbed it and out came a genie. The genie says, you have found me and I will grant you three wishes. But whatever three wishes I grant you, the person you despise the most will get twice as much as you. So he realizes that he would get three wishes, but his boss that he despises so much would get twice as much. He said, well, I'll go with this. So he asked for $10 million. The genie says, that's fine. Your boss will then get 20 million. He asked for 10 of the most elaborate sports cars in the world. The genie says, fine, your boss will get 20. The man thinks for a moment and says, you know, one thing I always wished is I could give a kidney. When Jesus talks about forgiveness, he talks about we are to be generous in our forgiveness. Being a gift. A gift that continues to build up that which is broken. Build up those who are in need of the message of Jesus. build up those who are searching for meaning, to help up those who have fallen. There is one thing that I am certain about. I think I am better than I am. Of that I am certain. I think I am better than I am. And so then there are those times that I recognize that. It's like, you know, you take a test and you get the score back and you thought, well, I thought I did better than that. Or I might go hiking and I might time how long it takes me, and then I look at the time at the end and I say, ah, I thought I had done better than that. Or after working out for a period of time and exercising, I look at myself in the mirror and I kind of go, I thought I looked better than that. I think I always think I am better than I am. I reflect on the thoughts of Jesus' apostles, hearing the teachings that Jesus shares. How can I do this? How can I be this person? And so as you look in Luke's gospel, it says, the apostles then said, it's as if they all said at once, increase our faith. Recognizing the need. Recognizing their shortcomings. To do as Jesus has instructed. And yet it is not great faith in that it's something that focuses on us, but it is faith in a great God. It is God at work in our faith. Faith is evidence of God's presence. It's not so much about believing, and it's not so much about positive thinking, but our dependence and our recognition that the power of God is at work in our lives. And with this relationship with God, we can then be a disciple. When we are linked to God, when God's Spirit is working within us. But yet so often we struggle. We are our own worst enemies. A woman discovered a leak in the trunk of her car, so she took it to the service center of the dealership and says, whenever it rains, there's a leak in my car trunk. And so guy grabs the keys, drives it back to the service center, gets a friend of his to help out, jumps in the trunk, they close the trunk lid, and the other one starts running the hose over the trunk. He can see where it is. He's inside with his flashlight shining it around. He yelled out, I see where it's leaking. His friend with the hose says, great, now where is the key? The guy in the trunk says, it's in my pocket. We are our own worst enemies, and we stumble and struggle with ourselves. The greatest threat to Christianity is not from outside, but from within. It's within our hearts when we lose this relationship with God. It's within our communities when we exclude and we make enemies, when we cause rejection and despair and loss by excluding rather than helping. When we think we're doing better than we are. Jesus shares with his closest followers that their opportunity before them is to share and to demonstrate the grace of God. And by their telling, reinforce it with showing. To give an accounting for the hope that is in us. Give an accounting of the hope that we have. And do it with gentleness and with reverence. To reach out and to lift up.